Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry.
Get better, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah. Hey, I just want to say, don't hang up, y'all. Don't hang up. You are on your fix at six. Amen. Pastor Keeping It Real could not be here on today. So you have the honor of having me, no other than the only one. Amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Praise God. So we give a man of God a shout out today, praise God, because he could not be here with us today. But I'm here, amen, filling in his place. Amen. So we thanking God, amen, for you, and you. And thank you so much for allowing me to come into your home, your car, wherever you may be. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is still yet in control, y'all. Come on. I got some teaching to do today, praise God, because there are some things that are going on in the lives of the people of God. Amen. Praise God. So we want to get to, we just don't want to shout. Amen. We just don't want to hoop and holler, but we want to get to the substance. We want to get to the root of some things. Amen. Praise God. And I was talking to the man of God, amen, about some things, and we was just talking about how, praise God, how people are just going through at this time, and me, myself, seeing people in the hospital that have mental breakdowns. A lot of things are going on, and the saints of God has to stand up in this hour, amen. We are the intercessors. We are the ones, amen, that God has ordained. He commissioned us, and I love it, praise God, that Pastor Keeping It Real has this scripture up on the screen, amen, Isaiah 61:1, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because what? The Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and open, come on, my God, I give you glory, y'all, come on, and open up the prison to those who are bound. And that's where I'm at today, praise God, hallelujah, those that are bound. I want to pray first, amen, praise God. I thank all of you for coming on today, praise God, and I know that God is going to speak to our hearts. I just don't want to preach. I want to teach. I want people to get the word of the Lord. I want you to get impacted with the power, because without the Spirit, amen, praise God, we are nothing, amen, and we cannot do nothing without the Holy Ghost power. Come on, y'all. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. Yes, Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord God, because you are God all by yourself, Lord. And we give you glory, Father God, on this day, Father. So, Father God, as we open up, God, today, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm praying that you will have your way in the lives of your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, go to every home, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, go to every home, God. Yes, Lord, I thank you for it right now, God. Let your Spirit fill our homes, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we ask, Lord God, that you would just have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. And as I always pray, Father, let the words of my mouth be and meditate of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Let it be, God. I thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking for the filling of the Holy Ghost even the more, God. Fill my cup on today, God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, that the people of God, it will spill over to them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, what you're going to say, how you're going to impact us, God, how you're going to empower us, God, how you're going to anoint us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Now, that is Shanda, yes, Holy Ghost, move Carolyn out the way, that the power of God will rest upon me, God. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that I may rightly divide the word of truth, God, on today. And we say thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do, what you're going to say. Now, God, I thank you, and I praise you. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Come go with me today. Praise God. I'm going to 1 Peter today. 1 Peter 5:8-11. 1 Peter 5. I'm going to start at, I'm sorry, y'all, come on. 1 Peter, I want to go to verse number 6. Amen, praise God. 1 Peter 5:6. I want to start there. Amen. I just seen something. Amen. The Bible says, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober. Come on, somebody. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that the same suffering, come on, I want you to hear this, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. You ain't the only one. Come on now. My God, I give you glory. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect and establish and strengthen and settle you. To him be glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Here, I want to talk to us today because, here we find that Satan wants to destroy your faith through suffering. But stand firm in your faith, because God is more powerful than Satan and will keep your soul safe. God will do everything in his power to save your soul. Who is the enemy? Who is the devil? Many people picture the devil as red with horns and a pitchfork. Come on, somebody. Many people believe the devil is not real. They believe he is only a symbol of evil. Now, I'm on pastor's platform today, and this is the one that he says, you're fixed at six, keeping it real, right? Okay. We're not on our power and praise on today. Here, the Greek word for devil is diabolos, meaning adversary or opponent. Originally, Satan was an angel of God, but through his own pride, he became corrupt. He is God's enemy and constantly tries to hinder his work. Hear what I'm saying, y'all. Come on now. Come on with me today, praise God. But he is limited by God's power and can do only what he is permitted to do. Here we talk about Job, and we know Job was tried. Amen. Praise God. We go to Job 1 and 6 and praise God. And here it says, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. Oh, come on, somebody. And then when I thought about it, I look a little farther, we go to Job and 2 and 8, it says, and he took for himself a potsherd which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of ashes. Now here, praise God, and we're talking about Job, when Job went through a lot of things and how God allowed some things to happen. But here, two extremes, we're seeing Satan's presence in every struggle of life. We get flat tires. It's all kinds of stuff. And, you know, today, with praise God, I'm trying to get ready for the show, and I can't find my earpiece. Praise God. Get in the system. Praise God. We know that he always tries to do things to stop what God wants us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. get bad prices at the supermarket. We always thinking that everything is against us, praise God. And sometimes, praise God, Satan sit back and say, that wasn't me. But today I want to talk to us. Thinking he has no effect on our lives, Satan is like two animals. First, he's like a snake. The emphasis is he's crafted, the craftiness of Satan. He wants to deceive us, okay? How do he deceive us? Think about, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Think about God's kingdom and the worldly kingdom. He always wants to confuse us and think that everything is good on the other side, which is it's not, because if we wake up, we got to be careful, amen, in life today, praise God, because we don't know the day or the time when the Holy Ghost, when God come back and get us, do we have a chance to repent of anything, praise God, hallelujah. Where will you lift up your eyes in heaven? Praise God, hallelujah. Will you lift them up, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit. We have to be so, so careful, amen, because he studies us. He knows what we like. He knows what we could put down. He knows what we can take. He takes time and study us. He knows how to push a button. He knows how to make you angry. He knows how to make you sway, amen, praise God, in your faith. He makes you feel like you're lonely. Come on, somebody. He does all these things, but God says, I will never leave you. See, that's when we got to get the word out, because God said in his word, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Praise God, I will be with you until the end of the world. You are never by yourself. You are not going through things by yourself. It is the Lord thy God is with you. Just like I read in the chapter, praise God, he said you're not the only one. He said your brother is going through some things just like you. We're not the only one, but it's up to us to know how to stand against the wiles of the devil. We do not fight against Holy Spirit, flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities and powers and rulers and darkness of this world. That's what we fight against. So he's crafty, y'all. He wants to deceive us. Now, the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made, praise God. And he said to the woman, did God really say, you must not eat from the tree, any tree in the garden? He had a question, praise God. He was there to trick her up, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Making her think, amen, glory to God. See, he's crafty. He's very cunning, amen, praise God. And then here we go. The great dragon has hurtled down the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. That's in Revelation, y'all. He leads the world astray, praise God. Look at Revelation 12 and 9, praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. Come on, my God. He is down here trying to deceive the whole world, and we have to get our 2020 vision on, praise God. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. And so he is mad. So anytime that you are doing what God has called you to do, you took his place. And that's why he worked so hard, amen, to keep God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He don't want you to praise God. He don't want you to worship God. He don't want you to serve God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because why? He was in your place at one time. So here, Revelation 20 and 2, it says, he laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 3,000 years, y'all. Come on. Here. But I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Here, praise God. 2 Corinthians 11 and 3. We're keeping it real, y'all. We're keeping it real. Come on. Come on. Come on with me. But I fear that somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupt from the simplicity that is in Christ. Here, he's also like a lion. The description emphasizes the power of Satan. He wants to destroy us. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Looking for someone to devour. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them, but the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear him. And listen what Paul, because Paul, y'all know Paul went through some stuff, y'all. Come on now, glory to God. Paul went through some stuff, but God told him from the beginning, you're going to suffer much for my name's sake. And that's the part that we don't want. Praise God, hallelujah. The greater anointing, the greater the trial is going to be, praise God. He don't want you to get what God has for you. Hear what the Spirit is saying to you today. Hear. He said that I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. Here, Paul was talking about, he said, listen. He said, at my first defense, y'all, no one came to my support. How many of us, praise God, that's out there doing what God has called us to do and nobody support you? Praise God. Nobody, your phone don't ring, praise God. Paul went through all that stuff. That's why he can write about it and tell us, praise God, what we should do, praise God. And it's very important for us to get into the word of the Lord and know why you're called, what you're going to go through. Find somebody in the Bible that represents you, that you can get to God, amen, get a revelation. That's what we need to start praying. God, give me a revelation of my ministry. Give me a revelation of who you want me to speak with. God, give me a revelation, God, who you want me to connect with, God. Because there's always, God don't want us to be lonely by ourselves. We always have to have something, amen, somebody to back us up in prayer. And I pray today, praise God, that somebody is praying for you as well. Somebody is lifting you up. Somebody is holding your hand up. It's not good sometimes to be by yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Lord will rescue me from every evil work. Paul knew that God would rescue him. He knew. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4 and 16, at my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. Now here we are. Now this is glory to God. I want to read that again. This is 2 Timothy. At my first defense, no one stood with me, he said, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them, he said. He said, but listen, went on down, he says, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Now here, when I think about the roaring of the lion, the roar, now picture the lion, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. The roaring lion, the picture of it, the suffering of the believer. The Bible says resist him, firm in your faith, because you know that the brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. We always go through something, amen, praise God. But God impacts us. He empowers us to go through some things. God didn't tell us, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that everything was going to be a bed of roses. He told you, praise God, I got your back. I will be your rear guard, praise God, hallelujah. He said you will suffer much. Yes, he did, praise God. But know this, know this, know this. While you are yet suffering, he is strengthening you for wherever he has to take you in life, praise God. But so God wants to cover you. He is going to be your rear guard. He is Jehovah Shalom, your peace. He is, glory to God, glory to God. He is the one that's going to take care of you, praise God. He is Jehovah Rohi, glory to God. He is the God who sees you right where you at. But know that this, praise God, whatever, whatever, whatever you go through, know that Jesus is with you, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. So don't ever think that you're the only one that's going through something. Some things are so hard to bear, praise God. But look at the word of the Lord. He said, I, the Lord thy God, will strengthen you. Come on, you got to pull on the Holy Ghost. That's why he is here. He told us, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, on the cross, amen, praise God. First of all, he nailed all your sins to the cross. Don't hold on to those things. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Whatever you are battling with, let it go, let it go, let it go. Because he said, I came that you may have life and life more abundantly, praise God. I came that I nailed those things through the stripes that they put on my back. I nailed it to the cross. And then when I died, I went in hell and preached the word of God and went back to my Father, praise God. Sent you back the Comforter. And what you going to do with the Comforter? He is the one that's going to take care of you. But you're not calling on the Comforter. You're not pulling on the Comforter. You're denying the power thereof. Don't deny the power, y'all. It's there for us. It's there for us. When you feel like you're weak, praise God, it is time to fast. You're losing control right now. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time to lay the plate down. Get your strength back. Get your power back. Get the authority back. Get the anointing back. Don't let them slip. Don't let them slide. Praise God. God got you. Oh, y'all got me. I ain't want to preach that. I want to teach. Oh, come on, somebody. Here, here, here. Do not be afraid of what you're about to suffer. I tell you, this is the word of the Lord. This is not me speaking. Hallelujah. I tell you that the devil will put some of you in prison to test you. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. And you will suffer persecution for 10 days. That's what he told them, praise God. But he said, listen, listen, listen what he said. He said, be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. That's in Revelations 2 and 10, praise God, hallelujah. Do not fear any of those things which are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some things, amen, praise God, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. God has already fortified you, praise God. Know that God has covered you, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And I thought about the roaring of the lion, praise God, and when I began to start looking at the lion, hallelujah, glory to God, the lion, I said, God, what is about this lion, the roaring lion, because that's what he was talking about, the roaring lion that goes up and down, praise God, hallelujah. But this roaring lion, if you ever look at a lion, praise God, hallelujah, his prey, he looks at the person, he looks at the animal, and when he looks at the animal and the animal is fearful, praise God, hallelujah, that's when he attacks. But when you look on, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, into the lion's eye, and you stand still, and you don't say nothing, you don't flinch, amen, praise God, he knows it's something. something on the inside of you that will not be moved. And that's where God wants us to be right now. He don't want us to be moved. He don't want us to run. He wants us to go back and fight for what belongs to us. Amen. Praise God. But know this. Amen. The chains are breaking. The chains are breaking today. Praise God. God has your back. Amen. Praise God. No matter what he does, praise God, to devour, 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 devour. He wants to devour, praise God. The devouring of the lion pictures an ultimate destruction. To devour means more than merely scratching, mauling, or wounding. It means chewing and swallowing, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to try to swallow you up, but I decree and declare by the power of the Mashiach, by the blood, that you will not flinch. You will go on in what God has called you to do. Praise God. Amen. Satan is prowling around like a lion trying to destroy the faith of those who claim to be Christ's followers. The Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Where did you come from? Satan answered the Lord, from roaming through the earth, going up, back, and forth in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. He told, God asked him a question. He told him what he was doing, praise God. The Bible says in Job 1, 7, and 8, praise God, and the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going up to and fro in the earth. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered him? Praise God, that there is none like him on the earth. Job didn't flinch for nothing. Praise God. He was a man of God. He said, glory to God, glory to God. The enemy cannot do nothing to you unless God allow it. And a lot of times it's a test to see if you will stand for him. Praise God. Because at the brink of your breakthrough, that's when he comes. He wants to destroy your ministry. He wants to destroy your home. He wants to destroy everything that you glow, my son, that you have. Praise God. But listen, listen, listen. God had your back. Amen. Praise God. Somebody shout right there. God is breaking some chains. He's breaking some things down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Job was one that stands. He said, have you considered him? Praise God. He is a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil. He was God's man. Praise God. But God allowed him to be tested and tried by fire. Praise God. Will you stand for God when you're tried and tested by God, knowing that God is standing up for you? Praise God. He wants you, praise God. I know I hear you, Holy Ghost. He want to applaud you for standing for him in the midst of all that you go through, in the midst of all the agony, in the midst of all the pain, in the midst of all the discouragement. He wants you to stand. Oh my God, because something great is getting ready to happen. You are on the brink of your breakthrough, and that's why he comes. Amen. Praise God. I give him glory today. I pray, 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 Lord, glory to God, that something great is getting ready to happen for you, because when the trials are strong, something's getting ready to break. And I speak to you today that you will be fortified. You will be built up in the Lord, that you will be conditioned for God, be conditioned for the work, praise God, because the work that's ahead of you, praise God, you're going to be able to stand before the people and you'll be able to testify, yes, I went through this and I went through that. But don't you know that you're going through things, amen, in your life right now, that you may testify of the goodness of the Lord, praise God, and what God wants to glory, amen, praise God. Just stand for the Lord, stand for the Lord, stand for the Lord. Don't give up, don't throw the towel in. Something great, I'm hearing y'all, I'm hearing the Holy Ghost. Something great is getting ready to happen for the saints of God, the ones that stand before the Lord. Get ready, y'all, get ready, church, get ready, church. God is breaking chains. With that being said, amen, I'm going to a song and I'll be right back, praise God. Don't you go nowhere. You are on your fix at 6, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Pastor keeping it real could not be here, but so you got me, praise God, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, no other one, praise God, hallelujah.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power. Come on. In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
Break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say it. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an
title this, amen. Free your mind Monday, amen. Praise God. Free your mind Monday, amen. Praise the Lord. But listen, y'all, the big idea is Satan wants to destroy your faith through suffering. But stand firm in your faith because God is more powerful than Satan and will keep your soul safe. Hear what the Spirit is saying. Who causes suffering? Who causes that, y'all? Satan or God? That's a question we always ask. Satan, amen, is it Satan or God? Suffering comes from both Satan and God. Hear what I'm saying? But for an entirely different reason. Satan's purpose for suffering is destructive pain. Take you through all this stuff. But listen what God said. God's purpose for suffering is constructive purification. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed. But praise God that you bear that name. For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God. Y'all, come on now. I'm in the word, y'all. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? The Bible says in 1 Peter 4, 16 and 17, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began with us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Listen here, praise God. God said, don't be ashamed of what you go through. A lot of times, praise God, we want to keep everything to ourselves. You can't be ashamed of what God takes you through. Amen, praise God. Because sometimes, praise God, when I listen to other people's stories, and I'll be thinking, I'll be going through something, praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. When I get finished listening to them, praise God, hallelujah, I say, God, I'm sorry. Because some people go through worse than we do, but praise God, but we don't know, amen. A lot of times we say, praise God, I want to be anointed like that person. But do you know what they had to go through to get that anointing? Did you know, praise God, that they had to maybe had to fall 5 times before they get back up? Did you know that? Praise God, hallelujah. Did you know that Peter, praise God, look at Peter. He denied, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, I don't know where you're going with this one, but he denied Jesus, amen, while he was getting ready to go to the cross, and he said he was going to do that, praise God, hallelujah. Peter left and went back, praise God. He backslid, but Jesus came and got him, but he was more empowered, Holy Spirit, more than he ever was. When Peter went to preach the gospel, people got saved. 5,000 got saved. 3,000 got saved. But Peter backslid, y'all, praise God, hallelujah. He was tested. God knew what he was going to do before he did it. So therefore, he came back. Amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor, keep it real now. He here, praise God. He laughing at me, praise God, hallelujah. But we got to understand, praise God, what we go through, amen, is for the building of the kingdom. Sometimes it's for our family members, praise God. We don't know how God is working this thing out, praise God, but we have to know that, praise God, that when God takes us through something, amen, he trusts you with the problem. He trusts you with the problem. Knowing that he's going to bring you out of what you're in. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But know that when you come out, you're going to win. You're winning. Come on, somebody say, I'm winning. It's my winning season. It is my winning season. Here. 2 Corinthians 12 and 7 says, the thorn in the flesh. This is Paul. Paul had thorns in the flesh. Amen. At least I should be exalted above measures by the abundance of the revelation. A thorn in my flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. See, God knew he had to give Paul the thorn in his flesh. Amen. God took him up into the heavens. Paul heard things that nobody else heard. Praise God. Do you think that God ain't going to do that for nobody? Praise God. God knew that the revelation that he gave him, praise God, he had to keep him humble. Praise God. He had to cloak him. Amen. So, yes, God send us something, amen. And Paul prayed, glory to God, a couple times, praise God, to take that thorn out of my flesh. But Jesus, come on, somebody say, but God did not do it. God did not take it from him, amen, praise God. We don't know, praise God, the anointing upon our lives, amen, praise God. Can a Christian be devoured if there was no danger? If there was no danger, why would Peter write to professing Christians, be self-controlled, be sober, be clear-minded and alert? Peter knew, praise God, he wrote to us, he told us, praise God, be sober-minded, come on, somebody, be clear-minded, praise God, and stay alert, because your adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. you, praise God, got to be careful, amen, because there's such a glory on your life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I hear you. There's such a glory and such an anointing on your life, praise God, and anywhere that he's tried to stop you, he's going to try to stop you. But know this, praise God, that God will take you through, amen, if you want to be taken through. But know that the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Hear, hear, hear. Alert, alert. In military context, refer to soldier on watch. A soldier on watch. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Alertness is the opposite of mental or spiritual. Come on, somebody. Either in chapter 5, Peter describes Christians as the flock of the sheep and pastors, elders, as shepherds. Christ is the chief shepherd. When a lion is on the prowl, neither the shepherd nor the sheep sleep. Come on. You can't go to sleep at the hour that God wants you to wake up. Oh, my God, I give you glory. We got to get up. When God shake us and wake us, we got to get up, y'all. Stop being lazy. Stay alert. Stay watchful. We are kept saved by God's power through faith. Who through faith has shed it? Come on. Shed it, protected, guarded, kept safe by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last times. That's what the Bible says in 1 Peter 1:5. Promises of eternal and security. He has given us everything, amen, praise God, that we need down here. Be confident of this, that he who begun a good work in you will carry it on, amen, to the completed until the day of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, be confident of this, amen, because he begun a good work in you, and he that begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. You are constantly being worked on, amen, praise God. He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of the Lord Jesus, amen. That's the Bible in 1 Corinthians 1:8. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May the whole spirit, the soul, and the body be kept blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus. Come on, Christ, amen. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. That's the Bible, 1 Thessalonians 5:2, 23, and 24. And those who he predestined, hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, y'all. God, my God, I give you glory. And those he predestined, he also called, y'all, those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, come on, he also glorified. Romans 8:30. The worst Satan can do is take our lives, but he cannot take our soul. Come on, somebody. Intense suffering reveals whether or not real faith is present. Do you have real faith? When you come face to face with the roaring lion of suffering, will you stand firm or run away? Come on, somebody. If faith is missing in our lives, God's power will also be absent. It is foolish and presumptuous to say, I am eternally secure without life of faith. Here, I want to encourage you today to stand firm in the faith. The suffering of this life is temporary, while the glory of heaven is eternal. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. If God called you to his eternal glory, you will get there. God is stronger than Satan. I want you to hear what I'm saying in the Holy Ghost today. God is stronger than Satan and will keep your soul safe. To him be the power, the dominion forever and ever. Dominion means superior strength. God can and will keep our soul safe. Resistance to the devil attacks will be successful. While it is wrong to ignore the devil's assistance, it is also wrong to cower before his in fear. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's what the Bible says, James 4 and 7. Satan wants to destroy your faith through suffering, but stand firm in the faith because God is more powerful than Satan will ever keep you. Come on, somebody. God. So what God says today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, he wants you to know, no matter what's going on in your life, I want you to stand firm in the faith. See, when I thought about it, and I was talking to the Lord, I said, may the Lord overturn every evil plot and of the enemy. You will be successful in the name of Jesus. You will be. And may the Lord frustrate the plans of the wicked one. Every decision that we make, we have to make sure that God's involved with it. Be sure and stand firm in the faith, saith the Lord, knowing that you're not the only one to suffer. But while you are yet suffering for Christ's sake, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, I always say one thing, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. God himself picked you specially for you to go through some things. Because he knew that you'll be able to stand. He knew, praise God, the same way he knew, praise God, Job, amen, praise God, hallelujah. But notice I hear the Holy Spirit say, I am yet cheering for my children. I will stand up at the moment when you have passed your test. And you shall pass your test, saith the Lord thy God. Go through whatever you have to go through. The roar of the lion sometimes is loud. But know that, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Stay alert. Be sober. Be vigilant, saith the Lord thy God. He wants us to stand. He wants us to stand. He said in his word, praise God, hallelujah. The love, I love it, praise God, when he said, after you have suffered a while. He said, I'll perfect you, and I will establish you, and I will strengthen you and settle you. When all that's going on, and then I thought about it, he said, well, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Know that there's a glory that shall be revealed in you. Hallelujah. I thought about it today, and I said, Lord, your glory shall not be covered in our lives in the name of Jesus. Everything that we go through is for a reason and a season. And everything has an expiration date. Know that God is in full control. This has been your Fix at Six. Hallelujah. Free your mind Monday. You are on the air with no other than the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil. I pray today that you have gotten something out of the word. Praise God that you have been blessed and you're going to stand firm on the word of the Lord. You're going to get in that word like you never got. Come on and chew on that word. Chew on that word. God has something special for you. I know what I heard the Lord say, praise God. There's a blessing with your name on it. Don't you move back. Don't you go back. Don't you throw in a towel. You are on the verge of a major, major, major breakthrough. Blessings are coming your way, saith the Lord. I hear the Lord, y'all. I know I hear God speaking to y'all today. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know God is talking, and I know that God is here, praise. praise God. Hallelujah. Know that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. That's pastor's word, y'all. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and to open up the prison to them that are bound. If you are bound today, loose yourself in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that we shall stand. We're going to stand on your word, and we're going to believe in you, and we're going to trust you. Now I'm going to pray, y'all. So if you want to bless the ministry, you can. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can call me, praise God, however you want to do it, 302-883-9799. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am here to preach the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So with that being said, amen, let me pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I got a song after I pray, y'all. I got a song for y'all. It's dedicated to all my listeners, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I bless your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for each and every one, God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for what you're doing, Father. I thank you for how you are blessing your people, Lord. Lord, you said that you're going to open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they would not have room enough to receive, Father. And Lord, I pray, God, for each and every soul under the sound of my voice, Lord, that you, God, will bring the best out of them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And they will stand for righteousness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for their minds right now, God. If they're battling in their mind, God, and confused, and God, and thinking that they want to go back, God, I pray, God, that they mind. You said, let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. I pray the mind of Christ over them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that their feet, God, will not slip. They will not be ashamed, God, that they will not be disappointed, God, but they will get the best life, God, in this season, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I bless you, Father God, for what you're getting ready to do in their lives now, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, God, I hear you, God. Close every door that needs to be closed in our lives, oh God. God, cut cords that need to be cut, God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, anybody that's connected to us, God, come to weigh us down, come to bankrupt us, God, break it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Any assassin, God, of our destiny, God, break it, break it, break it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that we will move on, we will push on, God, to the things of you, God, and we will prosper, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said if I decree a thing, it shall be established, and the light shall shine up in his way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I decree a blessing on their lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you right now for what you're getting ready to do in their lives, God. I thank you right now, God. Now I lift my uncle up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know my uncle's name, God, Johnny. Put him in your hands, God. We put him in your hands, oh God. God, you take care of him today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you do a miraculous miracle for him, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we believe and we trust you, Father God, that you are working out things, God, good for him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now for us, for you intervening in everyone's life here right now, God, whatever they may be going through, Father God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, Father God, that they're great, the great things are ahead of them, God, in the name of Jesus. And you're getting ready to bless them, God. You're getting ready to move in their lives, God. You're getting ready to breathe on them, God. The fresh wind, the wind of change. I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. I speak, God. I speak full restoration over their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. Now I want to him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, Savior, be glory, dominion, and power. Let us say amen and amen. And don't forget, I got a song just for all my listeners. God bless you all.
In the vineyard for the Lord for what seems like a lifetime. You have dreamed and you've worked towards things that you wanted to accomplish for yourself. But somehow your biggest goals always seem to be just out of your reach. But the Lord told me to tell you that He knows who you are. Yes, He's seen your work and He's also seen your tears. And He wants you to know today that you're not forgotten. He's here to reward you for all your faithfulness. For He said in His word that if you would delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, not only will He give you what you need, but He promised to give you whatever you want. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Hang in there and prepare yourself for your blessing. Your time now. You waited and waited.
come.